Bulk commodity and construction and materials player Afrimat released their interim results today. For the 6 months ended August 2019, the company reported total revenue up 19.9% to 1.7 billion rand, with operating profit also up 56.9% at 318 million rand. Headline earnings per share rose by 94.3% to 181.9 cents, and shareholders are set to get an interim dividend of 36 cents a share. Well, to break down the numbers for us, I'm joined in studio by Peter de Wit. He's the CFO at Afrimat. Thanks very much, Peter, for joining us in studio. So your iron ore business continues to be your standout performer, with revenue there up 55% at 497.7 million rand, and your operating profit up a whopping 176%. This is proving to be quite a gem for you guys.
Yes, it is quite a gem. We were lucky to have some good pricing on the iron ore side, but we also saw some volume growth out of that business. The base last year was still a startup, so the volumes were not as high as what it is this 6 months.
Any concerns around China? I don't know if that's a major market for you guys, but of course when we see that their PMI numbers are not doing so well, and of course the US-China trade tensions, we're not quite sure what kind of impact that's going to have on their demand for commodities. Any concerns there?
All our product, all our iron ore is exported to China. The concerns are your normal global economic concerns. Mm-hmm. We only supply about 870,000 tons into a global iron ore market of a lot more than that. So we're a very small player. Our product that we've mined in the Northern Cape is quite a high quality type of iron ore. So we do get lumpy premiums and all kinds of quality premiums on top of that. So if there is, and we have seen the iron ore price came down, but there's still good margins in the current pricing.
Super. And what about your operations at the Demmerling iron ore mine? Have you been producing in line with expectations? Has your facility been performing?
Yes. We started about 2 years ago with taking the business out of a business rescue process. So we started basically from scratch, fixing the plant, ramping it up, and by August, September last year, we started at selling at full production.
So just outline what you do in your industrial minerals business. I see in that particular division, your metrics are also up, obviously not to the same degree as your iron ore, but what's happening in that division under the period under review?
Yes, we also saw a good growth in that segment, a 50% growth in operating profit, and it's mainly due to entering of new markets and efficiency improvement initiatives, as well as some cost saving exercises. It is quite a good business. It makes up 20% of our profit. And we're excited about that business unit as well, because there are a lot of opportunities in that industrial mineral space. What we currently do is mainly limestone and limestone type of products and dolomite type of products in that business unit.
Okay. So in that respect, who are your main customers?
The main customers, they're all industrial. ArcelorMittal is a big customer. Consol Glass, PFG Glass, Arts Chemicals, those are the type of customers. It's all industrial type customers.
Super. So your construction materials business did well, and that's despite the constant narrative that we're hearing of a negative construction environment. So what was your secret to success in terms of your revenues and your profit?
Yeah, it is marginally up. It's about 6% up. So, and we've seen that we publish Afrimat Construction Index also to show that there is still activity out there. It's not totally dead, although it is under pressure, and although it is not at the levels that it was a year or two ago, but there is still activity, and our approach is to look for the opportunities. There are still opportunities out there, and then also focus on getting the sales focusing on costs and efficiency improvements and those type of things.
And you do have some operations of sorts in Mozambique as well?
Yes, in the north of Mozambique, in Palma. So we've got a quarry there and a brick and block plant, and then we also trade in cement as well.
Super. So what are the key instruments that you guys are doing to create efficiencies? Because obviously you are gaining efficiencies, hence you're making decent profits.
Yes, efficiencies, there's a lot of effort that we put into increasing our efficiencies in most of our businesses. there's a lot of fixed cost in the business. If you take a quarry as an example, there's a lot of fixed cost in that business. So if you do get your efficiencies up, and we measure our efficiencies, we call it overall plant performance, OPP, and overall equipment efficiency, all those type of things we measure.
Yes.
To see where all the bottlenecks are and where all the breakdowns are, which plants needs to be maintained more, to get more tonnage out of that plant. And if you get more tonnage out, you get that operational leverage, and that gives you more profit.
And that's a daily analysis.
That's a daily analysis, yeah.
Right.
And that's on each business unit, basically.
So you indicate that you're looking, you know, to grow through a number of selective acquisitions. Is another iron ore mine on the cards, perhaps?
We are looking at one or two iron ore opportunities in the vicinity of our current iron ore mine. So we're not close to signing any agreement, but we are far down the line in negotiations.
All right. And just in terms of what the shareholders getting, you guys have got very good numbers. What are you giving the shareholders in terms of a dividend this time around?
The interim dividend, and it's in line with our dividend cover of 2.75 times cover. The dividend this time around is 36 cents. Last year, interim dividend was 19 cents, so it's 89% improvement in dividend.
Not bad. I'm sure the shareholders will be very happy. So we haven't had the opportunity to speak to you since your whole possible foray into the coal deal with the Australian company Universal Coal for coal assets here in South Africa. You put in a bid, but then you then withdraw. Just out of interest, just tell us why you decided to withdraw from that deal. Was it because it was coal? You know, it's not getting the best of press these days, and of course, there are question marks about its longevity going forward.
Yeah, there's a lot of talks about coal. For us, it's not that a bigger issue to go into coal, but that investment is the same as any other investment. We look at the return that we're going to get out of the investment. The initial spreadsheets and calculations models that we looked at was quite promising, but once we did the due diligence, we saw that the returns are not going to be what we thought it's going to be, and for the size of the business or the size of that acquisition, we then decided rather to
better
leave it.
Better safe than sorry.
Yes. So yeah, it is quite a big acquisition. So we can't, the last thing that we always do between Andries and myself is to say what if everything goes wrong, can the rest of the business pay off the debt that we put on the balance sheet? And if that is not the case, then it's too risky.
Yeah.
So we're betting the whole farm. We would have bet the whole farm, and then we need to make absolutely sure that we're going to get the returns, and we were not
confident. Yeah, and you don't want a situation where you've got a really good business with good numbers, and then now you're having to cross-subsidize, you know, something that was a bad decision.
Yes.
And then lastly, Peter, in terms of the outlook for the rest of the financial year?
Outlook is the second half will also be good, but the base of last year is higher than the first half base. So we expect that the growth on a year-to-date basis will come down from what we reported now. Because of the base that the first half of last year was a lot lower than the second half. But we still expect a good full year growth for the financial year, F20 financial year.
That was Peter de Wit. He's the CFO at Afrimat.